The Beholder by Stephanie Wessel. Read by Kat Rose Martin. You know that feeling when someone's watching you, but you don't actually see them? It's like a physical touch, making you raise your hand to the back of your head, or turn around to see who's there. I googled it. It's called scopesthesia, and I've got it. I want to be an entomologist when I'm older, so I investigated the word to test its truth. It has Greek roots. Scope comes from to look, and esthesia means sensation. That figures. This is a real physical thing that makes my skin sort of jiggle. I've had it on and off since year 9 last year, but it's perpetual now. That means without intermission or interruption. I can be alone in my bedroom, a stupid baby pink because Mum went before she could do her promised repaint, and feel eyes studying me. There's a heat to this scrutiny. It drills into me, like one of Dad's power screwdrivers that makes smoke rise from the friction. The gaze is usually behind me, but I turn my head, and it seems no one's there. It feels like a man, someone adult. I call him the Beholder, which comes from the Old English beholden, meaning to keep. I think he does keep me. I'm like his pet. That's not why I chose the name, though. I chose it because of the phrase, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. He seems to like my body. I want to think that his intentions are good, but I haven't always been sure that they are. It's confusing. The beholder is elusive, meaning difficult to catch, even when I'm feeling brave. Sometimes I feel like he wants to linger, looking at my chest, but can't because if he were in front of me, I'd see him. So I actually purposefully close my eyes and let my arms fall to my sides. I put my shoulders back. Correct posture makes you look and feel better. Mum drummed that into me, and I can feel his intense assessment. It's scary and exposing, but somehow exciting. Until the heat gets too much and I flick open my eyes, crossing my arms. I expect to see him, leering right in front of my face. But he instantly jumps behind me. It's playful and sick, all at the same time. He used to scare me, but I suppose he's kind of helpful, because knowing he's there makes me think about how I look. I try hard with my makeup, count the calories and save my pocket money for what the magazines call the 5 key accessories that make an outfit. I wear a padded bra. When you're constantly on show, you have to be aware of your appearance. That's what Mum used to say. Make sure you're presentable, Hannah. You never know who's looking. It worked for her. She said she turned heads when she was about my age. Possibly she had scopesthesia too. Even now, Dad says I should slow down. He says many things, mostly, "You're not dressing like that on my watch." He looks at me in funny ways too, but I see him do that, as well as feel it. He wants to still treat me like a baby, so I certainly don't want to be his pet anymore. Mum was still here when the beholder first came. I was doing my homework when she came into my room and placed some Veet strips on the desk beside me. I'd never really noticed the hairs on my legs before, but she said that I was growing up and it was time for me to start maintenance. Now, looking back, this was a funny word for her to use, because it means the process of preserving a condition. Was maintenance going to keep me like a little kid? No, the pain of pulling those wax strips off convinced me of that. Your new beauty regime. Get used to it, Mum said. Afterwards, as she made me parade my smooth legs in front of Dad, The complicated look in his eyes proved that I might really be becoming a woman. He said quietly, "She's too young," and left to test the Wi-Fi access in the shed. I was kind of embarrassed, so I went back upstairs to get on with my homework. On the way, I stopped to look in the full-length mirror on the landing. My legs looked like a model's, long and elegant, especially when I stood on tiptoe, as if I was wearing heels. I liked them. Weirdly, though, as I admired them, I started to feel as if someone else were admiring them too. It was kind of imperceptible. Which sounds like a contradiction because that means so slight as to not be perceived. But gradually, the feeling grew until it was very real and rather scary. I rushed into my room and put trousers on. That was then. This is now. Now I think I'd leave the trousers. So anyway, there's a little part of me that thinks Dad might have been right, but mostly I reckon he was talking bollocks. Mum was helping me make the best of myself. Maybe she somehow knew she was going, so felt she had to start early on the whole life advice thing. Maybe she'd always had the beholder herself, but felt him slipping away and towards me as she got older. That kind of makes sense, actually. Later on that Veet day, I heard her arguing with Dad about how he didn't find her attractive anymore. It was sad to hear, because I think she was right. He kept telling her that looks weren't important. But she called him out on that, saying he should be glad she hadn't let herself go, like other women her age. Well, she certainly went. The beholder was there when it happened. It's horrible remembering it, but here goes. We were in town, crossing the road, coming out of House of Fraser. Mum had taken us to have our makeup done at the MAC counter. It was what she called our little treat. And I suppose you could have called it that, but I think Mum wanted it more than I did, at first. The foundation they put on her face gave her more colour than it had had for ages. She was glowing. But then the makeup lady said it was because of the fantastic new anti-aging blemish concealer she'd just applied. Mum's glow dimmed a little. We were crossing the road. I could feel eyes looking at me. The makeup lady had said that the best products enhance your features. They don't change them. And that I didn't need concealer like my mum, so she was just going to do a few light touches to emphasise my beauty. Beauty, meaning a quality that gives aesthetic pleasure. I was embarrassed, but looking in the mirror, I allowed myself to wonder if she could be right. And bam, instantly the beholder was there. His scrutiny, penetrating and constant, touched me from somewhere amid the shoppers passing through cosmetics on their way to linens, but I couldn't see him. I digress. That means I'm leaving the subject temporarily. It's an interesting word, from the Latin digredio, meaning depart. Kind of apt. Departing childhood. Dearly departed. Like I say, we were crossing the road. The beholder was with us. He kept making me turn around, looking for him, looking at me. I felt good, I think. All kind of grown up. But Mum had her head down ever since the makeup lady said those things. I wondered if Mum knew I was the only one looking at her. She certainly wasn't looking around as much as I was. No scopesthesia for her. We were crossing the road. I've said that, I know. I'm sorry, it's just... I'm just going to say it quickly. We were crossing the road. We were crossing the road as the beholder's gaze got suddenly so strong that I turned to my right, sure this time that I would see him. But of course he moved, and instead there was the dusty bonnet of a big blue van, and I could see the driver, who was bald, look at me, but very briefly, and not in a beholder-type way, so I knew it wasn't him. But in his panicked eyes, I instinctively knew to get out of the way, and I fell back. But my mum didn't fall with me, and suddenly I was on the tarmac and the beholder wasn't looking at me because all eyes, including his, were on my mum. One last full-on stare. Did she feel it before she... I think he saved me instead of her. A counsellor came to see me after it happened. She still comes, but says she may not have to for much longer. Jill with a G isn't too attractive and has dangly earrings that jingle when she nods her head earnestly. As a word, earnestly is pre-11th century, from the Old English. It means with serious intention, which is funny because I don't feel the same hotness in her stares as in the beholder's or dad's. I have to rate how I feel about the same list of things every time she comes. It's boring. The beholder watches me as I reel off the numbers and she ticks the boxes. I try not to look around because I don't want to arouse her suspicion, but I make sure I sit up straight so he sees me at my best. I've never told her about the beholder. Somehow he feels like a secret, and if I shared him, it would spoil my connection with Mum, you know? Because now I'm certain that Mum knew about his presence. I think Dad senses something too. Sometimes he looks at me as he used to look at Mum, as if he knows she's there, in me, but can't reach her. Or maybe he thinks the beholder is stealing me from him. I asked Dad if he'd paint my room the other day, like Mum said she would. Get rid of the pink that makes me look like I'm into all that princess baby shit. I even looked up the meaning of colours to persuade him. I found that pink symbolises immaturity. It also symbolises unconditional love and nurturing, but I didn't tell him that bit. It seemed he knew that already, because he looked kind of agonised and refused to do it. So Jill, the counsellor, said why didn't I do it myself? A step towards being an adult, she said. She reckoned that if I did it well and responsibly, Dad might see how overprotective he was being and I could move on. She'd feel she could leave us alone. Alone means having no one else present.
Shows how much she knows.
So here I am, stretching up to the far corners of my room, slapping the roller up and down while Dad's grumbling downstairs. So far it's looking good. I used to think I'd want it green, but since looking into colour symbolism, I've decided on red. Incarnadine it's called, a word derived from Latin, which developed into the Italian word incarnatino, meaning flesh. I like that. I'm enjoying being slapdash. I like the paint splattering onto me. I reckon the drops highlight the smoothness of my thighs and the curves of my boobs, just visible within these loose dungarees. The beholder watches with interest. I think he likes me being more open with my body than Mum was. And even though I can't see him, I sense his smile as the glistening red emulsion drips down, down deep, into the places I know I'll show him soon.